Any other inside parts of a hog that you eat?
Oh, my chops and bacon. What is the bacon from?
Thigh, I guess. When you talk about bacon, are you meaning the a big section of meat, or?
Yeah, you know, the strips of bacon is what I'm thinking about. And then,
do you ever hear people talk about a side of bacon or a middling of bacon?
A side of bacon. I've heard that.
What about the outside part that you cut off before you slice it?
Oh, I guess the bacon, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Would be the rind.
Okay. And did you ever hear of the haslet or parslet or liver and lights or anything like that?
No.
What about the salted pork that you can boil with greens?
Yeah, the salt joe.
Uh-huh.
This way.
Anything else?
That's all I can think of.
Did you ever hear white meat or fat back or sow belly?
Well, I've heard of sow belly or fat back.
What is that?
I'm not really sure. Is that the same thing as you would call it, salt joe, more or less? Or do you know?
The only thing
I've gotten, I've gotten it marked salt joe at the grocery store, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And you could take the trimmings and slice them up and grind them and season them, and you'd be making something that comes in little links.
Oh, sausage?
Okay. And a person who kills and sells meat would be called a...
Oh, like a butcher?
And if meat's been kept too long, we say that the meat is...
It's spoiled.
And after you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
From its head?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like its brains?
Just any part of its head?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of hoghead cheese or souse or pressed meat?
I've heard of pressed meat.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know if I've even ever gotten any, but I've heard of it. It sounds horrible. Is that what it is? Made out of from a hog's head? I tell you, I never want anything. I don't want anything from a pig to eat.
What about the liver? Are there any different things made out of the liver?
I don't know. I mean, I'm ignorant about, the different parts.
Did you ever hear of scrapple or cripple or pawn horse?
No. Not any of those.
What about something made out of blood?
I've heard of blood sausage.
Uh-huh.
I don't want any of it either.
Where do they make that? Do they have that around here?
I don't know. But I know that my brother-in-law has brought it. They must not.
Mm-hmm.
But he's brought it to us from a delicatessen in Houston. But there's a biblical injunction about, eating the blood, in your daily diet of an animal. And I just don't, and also I don't want to eat any pork either. And I just don't want to eat anything like that with the blood sausage. Ooh. It's just double indemnity as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know if there's any made around here or not.
Uh-huh. Say if you had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you say that it was...
I would probably say it was rancid.
And milk that you let it get thick, you call that...
I guess buttermilk?
Well, it's buttermilk's been churned. If you don't churn it, it would be...
Well, sour milk or cottage cheese or...
Do you ever hear clabber or lobbered milk or...
Clabber. Mm-hmm.